Well, tonight, four astronauts are expected to arrive at the International Space Station, becoming the first ever crew to get there on a mission by a private company. SpaceX launched the astronauts from the Kennedy Space Center last night. And joining us now for more on what this means for the future of space travel is Brendan Byrne, reporter for WMFE in Orlando, Florida. And Brendan, you were actually at the launch last night. What was it like?
Oh, it was awesome. There is nothing quite like a night launch, and especially when there's astronauts on top. It was brilliant.
Yeah. We mentioned this flight is a milestone for SpaceX's partnership with NASA, which began in 2006. Remind us about the path to this historic event. How did a private company actually come to launch this crew?
Well, this program started all the way back in like 2006, and basically NASA needed to fill a void that was left by the space shuttle program as it was retiring in 2011. So NASA asked the commercial spaceflight community for rides to the station and ended up picking SpaceX and Boeing. And now part of the contract that they came up with required the companies prove these vehicles, SpaceX's Crew Dragon and Boeing's Starliner, were safe. So they first started flying an uncrewed mission, followed by a crewed mission. Now, SpaceX, you might recall, earlier this year had a successful crewed mission with astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley back in May. That laid the groundwork for the mission yesterday. Boeing is still working to certify its vehicle, but we are moving in that direction.
Okay, these astronauts who are on board, who are they?
So there's three NASA astronauts and one Japanese astronaut. So from the U.S., there's Mike Hopkins and Shannon Walker. These are both veteran space flyers. And there's also Victor Glover. This is his first space mission, and he'll become the first black crew member on an extended stay on the International Space Station. The Japanese space agency JAXA sent astronaut Soichi Noguchi. Now, these four will join three already on board the station. That will be seven on the ISS. So it's actually so packed, NASA ran out of bedrooms. So Mike will have to live in the Crew Dragon as it's docked to the station.
Oh, wow. Okay, I want to ask you about something else. NASA's Artemis program plans to land the first woman and the next man on the moon in 2024. How big of a role could we expect SpaceX to have in this? And where does the SpaceX and NASA program go from here?
That's right. Well, NASA is really leveraging these commercial partners to get humans to the moon. And SpaceX is one of the companies that bid to design the next moon lander. It's also going to be one of the companies that will ship supplies to a moon-based space station ahead of astronaut missions. And NASA and SpaceX will continue their partnership, sending more astronauts next year. And they continue to send supplies to the International Space Station under that commercial partnership.
Wow. Okay, so let's go there. What's next after the moon?
Well, NASA's always had Mars as its long-term goal, with the plan to head to the moon first, you know, make our mistakes closer to home, and then take what we learned on the moon and then go on to Mars. So hopefully missions to Mars will soon follow.
Fascinating. That's Brendan Byrne, reporter for WMFE in Orlando, Florida. Brendan, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.